Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to Web After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jay Meeks is here, too. Jay's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Golly, I'm looking here. It's 16, over six, in his 16th year as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's Executive Vice President of Insperity. Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity. And he's been with the company there for a long time, over almost 30 years, and I guess over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And he is, as you know, full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor. But I also mentioned earlier, I'm broadcasting live from their sales convention. I think it's my 15th one to do this with. And I love working with these folks because they help me stay grounded in small businesses because they're out there meeting people. They're serving clients all over the country. And Jay always joins us with a good report on what's going on out there. Jay, welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. You know, it's always been great, you know, coming on the show. But more importantly, our relationship, I think, has been outstanding in the sense that, you know, it's a hand-in-glove kind of thing, you know, because we're out there with small business, and so are you. And so, you know how much I rely on you many times for get feedback that it's just not really available. Many times, just not available. So, no, great to be here and looking forward to spending some time with you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's great to be here with you. And, of course, thank you for the hospitality here at the convention. Jay, one of the things that I want you to talk to us a little bit about is what small business owners are experiencing out there today is, in my career, is unprecedented. Mm-hmm. And that is the lack of qualified employees. Right. I mean, there are plenty of people walking around out there, and I say plenty, not as many as there used to be, but there are people out there who are showing up for an appointment, showing up for an interview, but they're not qualified. And qualified today doesn't mean a welder who can't weld.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a person who maybe can weld, but they can't perform. They don't have a driver's license, or they can't pass a blood test, or whatever. Yeah. Qualified is a broad spectrum, isn't it?
Yeah, our statistics here, we typically would, you know, 8 interviews to get a candidate, and that's up to 14.
14. What's
just the vetting process? Yeah. You got to turn over more rocks to find a qualified person, right? You know, yeah. You don't want to compromise who you're seeking. You don't want to accept second best. That just doesn't work. So it's just harder. And the point you made, you know, a second ago about the fact that you have these folks that they made a bad decision in their life sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got to have a better way of redeeming these people.
Mm-hmm.
Not enabling, because that's one thing. But as you know, you've read things where people did something in the past and they've redeemed themselves and then they can't qualify because
had baggage.
Yes. And, I think there has been some reform there.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah. But then the second thing is the training part. People have got to get reeducated. And if you can read, you can learn to do something else.
The third decade of the 21st century is requiring different skills and knowledge, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. You know, and also, though, it's also improving, I believe, improving the standard of living for everyone. You know, you think about the jobs that don't exist anymore. For example, this big hotel, and you get, yeah. You know, I'm joking the other day about, I remember when there used to be hotel, the operators, a guy standing there, right, and operating the elevator.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
Mean, who wants that job, right? But that's the thing I think is the most difficult is
technology,
not compromising. Technology, of course, but not compromising who you're looking for.
Yeah.
But man, it's hindering businesses, Jim. They want to, it's doing two things. And both of them are challenging, but it's hindering the business because they can't grow as fast as they like because they can't find people.
They're saying that. They're saying that they I saw one survey that 75% of those polled said they would grow more if they had more workers.
Right.
It wasn't the customers. Customers weren't a problem.
Yeah.
The economy wasn't a problem. They didn't have enough people to do the job.
Well, the interesting thing is technology plays a role in fixing this. because, you know, you've got to innovate, constant innovation. Right. And that's the hallmark of America, frankly, is that we're able to innovate and work through these problems and solve them. The issue, however, is making sure we operate in an environment where whatever you're doing doesn't blow up in your face 2 years later because some, you know, bureaucrat or politician decides to change the rules on you.
But think about this. A lot of people thought that we were going to – that the machines were going to put us out of work.
Right.
But that's not proven to be true. I mean, yes, there is some retraining, some redirecting. There's that.
We have hundreds of people in our IT department, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable what's going on. And then with the effort to get better, more efficient, faster. I mean, it's – you know, we're old enough to remember pink slips. You know, you walked to the office and you got your pulled out. Who called you? Right?
Yeah.
Now it's like, you don't call me back in an hour and I'm hacked off.
That's right. You know? So the artificial intelligence that you guys are using,
right?
You're using it to help people predict even in you know, let's shift over to not only trying to get new people but keeping the people we have.
Absolutely.
That's a crisis in some ways because there's got to be a lot of poaching going on out there. You guys are able to predict who might be likely to leave it.
Yeah, we're on a cutting edge of that. We have a program that can actually tell you who's about to leave, you know. It's just through the behaviors and just through the process of behavior, just watching what the, you know, stuff's going on. And so it's just one element of it. And that's my point a moment ago. The technology is what's going to solve this issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we look at the blue collar, not blue collar, I'm talking about the manual labor kind of stuff,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, of course, is a point also. But it's our solution in America. I'm going to editorialize for a second, Jim. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Our solution for America is not allow illegal immigrants coming in droves that can't have no skills and can't speak the language.
Right.
That hurts the wages of Americans, you know. So I think back to my brother, the German carpenter back in the day, and he just couldn't compete with those folks.
Yeah.
You know, walked away from a pretty good job.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, folks. Jay, that was a really good report. When we come back, Jay's going to talk to us. Something happened Tuesday night, folks, that I want you to know about. It was an event. The Asperity sponsored here in Houston, that was the Hall of Fame, Houston Hall of Fame, and some of the people that were there, the emotional things that if you'd been there, you would have been emotional about it too. And I'm going to get Jay to talk about that coming up right after the break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.